Hundreds of bodies that were found when construction workers hit a historic cemetery in Philadelphia's Old City 8 years ago were recently reburied. They're now resting in Mount Moriah Cemetery. But longstanding arguments over these bodies and how they were handled keep resurfacing, WHYY's Alan Yu reports.
At first, the construction workers digging on Arch Street thought they had hit a few grave sites. It turned out to be hundreds, belonging to a cemetery from the historic First Baptist Church of Philadelphia, residents of the city who had died about 200 years ago. Various government agencies all said they did not have jurisdiction over private property. Volunteer archaeologists organized to have someone on site at all times and document what the workers were finding. Kimberly Moran, a forensic archaeologist at Rutgers University Camden, was part of this effort.
It was a two-story deep hole with just slender pillars of soil propping up the sides of this enormous cavernous hole in the ground. But those slender pillars of soil were just chocked full of coffins that had been ripped open by whatever excavating machinery had dug that giant hole.
They did their best to keep all the coffins intact and moved them off site. The archaeologists went to a local court to halt construction and to get more time to study and identify the people who were buried. A judge ordered the developer to work with the archaeologists to preserve and identify the remains and cover the cost of reburial.
I truly believe that this is a public archaeology project. This happens smack in the middle of the city. It is our responsibility to inform the public about what is under their feet.
The court gave Moran and the other researchers until late 2023 to finish studying the human remains and rebury them. All the while, they worked with the church and stayed in touch with descendants.
At every stage, we've interacted with the existing First Baptist Church to make sure that everything that we do is okay with them. So very early on, we made sure that they approved any samples that we took.
The reburial was supposed to happen last year, but just before that, one group that had been part of the effort, the Philadelphia Archaeological Forum, accused Moran and other researchers of being unethical. In a court filing, the forum compared the research project to how the Penn Museum had kept remains from the 1985 MOVE bombing, when the police dropped a bomb on a West Philadelphia neighborhood. In that case, it turned out an anthropologist had kept some of the remains and used them in classes. The forum said Moran and other researchers use the human remains from this construction site as unauthorized teaching tools to advance their own careers.
It was like all of my worst nightmares were coming true here.
Doug Mooney, president of the Philadelphia Archaeological Forum, said he did that because the researchers had done more with the human remains than what the court had allowed for.
We felt that it exceeded the authorities that the court had given Rutgers Camden.
Like letting unauthorized people handle the artifacts and remains, or collecting samples for testing. Moran said she felt surprised by this because she had presented the project with Mooney at various conferences over the years.
I'm sad about it because I really like Doug. I've really enjoyed working with him.
Mooney disagrees with that statement.
At no point have we worked with Kimberly. We have had conversations with her at times, but they were not frequent.
The reburial was supposed to be this January. Then a snowstorm hit. Finally, the reburial happened in late July. But the drama over the site is not yet over. There will be a public ceremony later with a memorial that the developer will pay for. The Philadelphia Archaeological Forum says the reburial was improper because while the developer did give public notice of the reburial as required, they did not give public notice again for the new date after it was pushed back. Mooney says the larger issue is that the city does not have laws that say more clearly what should happen in cases like this.
This could all be alleviated by the city passing an ordinance, which would be the best thing that could happen.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the city law department maintains the city does not have authority over the discovery of private abandoned burial grounds. A lawyer for the developer said there was no way to have known that the construction site was a historic cemetery and that they did the best they could to handle a complex situation ethically. Alan Yu, WXRY News.